Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You disappointed you're not the starter?
I wouldn't think disappointed. I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. Competitive edge in me. At the same time, under 10 situation, you know, kind of what's coming in here. And Jacoby's, you know, being the offense, and you got, you know, the reps, you know, with the ones all camp. So can't really say I'm disappointed, but at the same time, I want to be playing.
A little frustration there. He
should be.
Well, he sounds so nice and like bubbly and young, and plus he's got that accent.
Yep.
You know, so you're like, it doesn't.
Very polite.
It doesn't sound mean.
Disappointed. I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. Competitive edge in me. But at the same time,
it doesn't sound mean or angry upset about it.
Not at all.
But like, when he says, yeah, Jacoby got all the reps with the ones.
I think what he has to think, and like those close to Drake May would have to tell him, is Josh Allen didn't start week one. Justin Herbert didn't start week one. Nobody would even remember that if it wasn't for like you now, or like just going back in history and trying to compare it to other rookie quarterbacks, because those guys have both been awesome, right? They've both been Pro Bowlers and everything else. So hopefully it plays out similar to that, where you're going to be in there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you don't want to tell him, hey, Patrick Mahomes sat and he turned out
year.
Fine. Yeah, you don't want to tell
him
that.
He doesn't want to hear that.
He wants to hear about the guys who came in after like 2, 3, 4 games.
And those guys are comparable too, because they, at this time that year, essentially lost out to a journeyman backup quarterback.
Yeah.
In the case of Josh Allen, like a terrible quarterback, Peterman.
Nathan Peterman came out and was so bad that first week, the Bills were like, yikes.
At least Tyrod Taylor is like a real quarterback. Tyrod Taylor, even probably a little bit better than Brissett as far as like a comparable, like who you're trying to beat in camp. But it is kind of similar because those were all really high picks. And I mean, Drake May higher than both of them, actually.
Yeah, Herbert was 5 or 6, and Allen was 7,
I think.
Yeah.
So he was higher than both those guys. But, yeah, he's got to be discouraged. I mean, of course he wants to play. All these guys want to play. But when you're that highly drafted and you lose out to a guy that nobody wants starting, he wouldn't start for any other team.
No, and I guess what I'm saying is just because it sounds nice and polite from Drake May
doesn't mean
that's not a little bit of a shot there. Like, Jacoby got all the reps with the ones. Like, what was I supposed to do? That's all. Just how was I supposed to win it? When I'm running with the twos the whole time, he was running with the ones. Of course he's the starter. I just think whether he says it nicely, politely, or not, that is expressing some frustration with the situation.
So this part is the indictment on the process, if you will, or the plan, right? That was what Gerard Mayo always said. We had a plan. Well, if you're so worried about the offensive line, which is what most of the callers are that are like okay with Brissett starting week one, you control practice. They wear red jerseys, for God's sakes.
Right.
They don't get hit at all
right.
in practice. He could have had every single first-team rep and never gotten hit once. You could have done that. You could have manipulated it that way. But for some reason, you're like, we got to really get Jacoby Brissett up to speed. The guy who has been in the playbook before. That was part of the reason why he won the job.
Yeah, he shouldn't need to get up to speed at all.
He should be pretty good. He shouldn't need reps. Less reps.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to figure out what they were doing in the preseason games. Like, they're still giving Brissett preseason reps, even though they were giving him way more reps in practice. So it was as though they didn't want Drake May to have the job. But they also refer to it as a competition, and that's why we keep going back to Karin's great line about, well, technically the Globetrotters in generals is a competition, but you know what the result's going to be. But yeah, the practice part, I would go back to that. Be like, all right, whose plan, right? It's collaborative. So is this Alex Van Pelt being like, this is how we get the quarterback ready. We never play him. We play him with the scrubs. Then, like, Daniel win the job? Or like Elliott Wolf is like, hey, this is what they did with Jordan Love. It's like, yeah, because you had Aaron Rodgers in front of him.
Right. Even with Brady, and this has been a recent take of mine, but where do you think Brady learned more? You think Brady learned more by sitting and holding a clipboard in 2000, or do you think he learned more by being on the job in 2001 actually playing?
Yeah, I would say playing.
Me too.
I would think that helps, because it's not just the playing. Like, if you want to read into the practice thing, and like that's where guys get better, and at that position, like seeing all these different things thrown at you, Bill Belichick himself will use his own words. He said you can't get two quarterbacks ready to play, so he had to make a decision with Bledsoe and Brady, as Bledsoe's coming back from injuries. Like I can't split reps with you guys. Like, I need one guy to be the starting quarterback. So that would be during the season. Of course, the games. Like, yeah, the games help, but those weeks of practice, game planning for a specific defense and all that stuff, I don't know how you can't get more out of it being the number one guy.
That's how I feel about it. And so the learning on the job and all the reps in practice, all that stuff is important. And Drake May never really had the opportunity. So I can't believe I have to say this, by the way. We've been taking phone calls all day. We'll continue to take them. 617-779-7937. We haven't heard from too many people who are like upset that Drake May isn't playing, starting.
I mean, Twitter people are pissed, but I guess sure. That's always the case.
No, on this program, most everybody's been like, yeah you got to protect Drake May. Can't throw him to the wolves.
Well, you know what?
Can't ruin him. Can't get him crushed. Can't do this. Can't do that. That's mostly what we've heard so far.
All right, here's my bold prediction.
Yeah.
When we are on the air, let's see, September 9th, the day after
we're
the first
get some
game,
of them then?
A lot of like, oh my God, what did we just watch?
Okay.
But it's not all Brissett's fault, but it'll be a lot his fault. Yeah, and it'll be like, why
it's
did
be
we
a
just
good
watch that
his fault.
For 3 hours?
He's been a backup for going on a decade. There's a reason for that. Except, of course, here.
Now that we know the starters for every single team in the NFL, would he start anywhere else?
Would he start over Sam Darnold?
I don't think so.
I think that's his shot.
That's the one place.
Daniel Jones.
And
Daniel Jones. I definitely start Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he could scoot. Danny Dimes can run.
Yeah.
He might start over Sam Darnold, but that also wasn't their plan. Like, I think J.J. McCarthy would have started. So
yeah.
Darnold's essentially a backup in my eyes.
Maybe Minnesota. I'll ask these. I think they're obvious. You wouldn't start him over the guys in Pittsburgh, right?
No, definitely not.
Okay, I wouldn't
He'd be third string in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think Minnesota would be his chance. Am I missing another obvious one? I think that's his chance.
No.
Oakland? I'm sorry, Vegas? Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, the
slash Gardner Minshew.
So maybe okay, he'd compete there. I'd give him that. I mean, let's not go crazy like that. That's a bad room too.
I like
Minshew.
I like Minshew too.
I like Minshew,
but they are going with O'Connell. Could he beat out O'Connell? Maybe, and Minshew couldn't, I guess. But
I feel like Minshew never wins the job, and then he always plays, and he's better than the guy that was there. Yeah, but they still don't like him.
He looks so cool doing it.
He's a kick ass.
Yeah,
guy.
He looks so good doing it. So anyway, where are the Drake May people? Let's get to some phone calls here. Phil is in Maine. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, I don't think that Mayo is happy with this at all. I think that you could tell in his conference it was very short to the point. And quite honestly, I think he was trying to, in his own way, he comes out and says that the guy he wants basically outplayed Brissett. Well, if you're a starting quarterback going in and you don't have the coach's vote of confidence, and if you're the starter and you hear your coach say, well, you know, the other guy technically outplayed you, but we're going to start you, I don't think that that's showing that, you know, I mean, that's going to be in the back of his mind. So that's probably going to affect the way he plays. And ultimately, I think that that works in Mayo's favor because, you know, he wants May to play. I think he wants the justification.
So, Keith, do you think none of this was a vote of confidence for Jacoby Brissett. Do you think that impacts him in any way, that they dragged out the announcement? They were the last team to announce. They could have announced it yesterday. They didn't do it till this morning. Do you think any of that affects Brissett?
I think less, just because he's been around the game for so long, and he signed here thinking like, hey, I have a good chance to start. Not a guarantee, but like, I have a good chance to start. I know the system, and that's why I chose to come here. And so whatever Mayo says, I think, impacts him less, because the result is week one, he's the guy.
Yeah, I just don't think much affects him because he's Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
And if you announced him in April, he would still be Jacoby Brissett. If you announced him yesterday, he would still be Jacoby Brissett. If you did it next week, he is what he is. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it impacts him like it might a younger player.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This just popped into my head while he was laying this out. If Mayo, who gets the call on benching the quarterback? Let's say, and this happened a lot last year with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe, that push and pull, tug of war. If Brissett comes out and throws two picks, does Mayo have the autonomy to bench him?
He should.
He should. He absolutely should. Does he?
No, I think it would be sort of like a group decision. I think it would be like a group powwow on that.
So what? So Wolf gets on the headset?
All right, wait. So do you mean like in-game or week two?
No, I'm saying in-game. Like, this is what happened with Peterman.
Got it.
With Josh Allen, his rookie year.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Nathan Peterman was so bad, they're like, get the kid in there. It's so awful. So if that happens, that scenario happens, whose call is that? It should be Mayo's, but whose call is it actually? I don't know.
Yeah, game day is a great question. I don't know. I mean, is it Van Pelt's decision even in game?
Maybe.
Because I think actually,
now that you say it, probably is Van Pelt.
I think it's Van Pelt. If he's the head coach of the offense, I think he makes the decision in game.
So Mayo's just looking at him and he's like, you going to do it?
Maybe now.
You going to do it? When are we taking him out? It's another pick.
It's a good question. I think it is. And then I think after that game, then I think you get the small council together again and they make a determination.
No, that will be a big, large collaboration, lots of meetings.
Well, it feels like when Drake May starts, it would be the Kraft being like, enough is enough. Because I think Elliott Wolf and Van Pelt probably like this as a plan, and this is what they're hoping to do all season. And I think they know it's not going to be great. Like, they know Brissett's not going to be lighting the world on fire.
Right.
But they're committed to this for whatever, all the variety of reasons. And so they would like to keep Drake May on the shelf as long as they can. By the way, it sounds like, I think Minshew is the starter in Oakland or Vegas.
Oh, I thought they announced O'Connell. Am I wrong?
Did they? I mean, the Twitch chat was saying Minshew. I just saw an anonymous coach slams Gardner Minshew for being the starter, saying nobody wants him to be the starter. So I don't know. Maybe that one's still to be decided. I was looking at one depth chart. They have him there.
I could have sworn Vegas officially announced
Maybe
O'Connell.
Maybe they did.
Officially announced Minshew.
Minshew. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he narrowly beat out Gardner Minshew for the starting job. If he gets off to a rough start, O'Connell could be in, but yeah, so Gardner Minshew starting week one anyway.
Wait, read that again. I thought you said he edged out Minshew.
He only narrowly beat out Aiden O'Connell. Sorry, I was reading wrong. Minshew narrowly beat out Aiden O'Connell.
My mistake. I thought
good catch in the Twitch chat.
So he wouldn't win that job. I like Minshew.
I like Minshew
better than Brissett. Yeah, O'Connell v. Brissett debate. So answer is this is the only place he's starting.
Correct. And it shouldn't even be here.
Beyond the quarterback and coach convo that we've been having now for a long period of time, and we don't need to spend a ton of time on this, is there anything that jumps out to you with the team?
Yeah, I want to see the receivers because they have a group of guys that are maybe two breakout candidates in there. Like, I mean, you have two second-year guys and two rookies. I've kind of given up on anybody older than that. Like, I'm not a Tyquan Thornton guy by any stretch. I think you're only going to get so much out of KJ Osborne. So between Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, and then Polk and Baker, could somebody emerge? I know Pop Douglas is talking about he wants to be a 1,000-yard guy. I think Polk should be kind of close to that number two, at least at some point early in his career. And then Baker's the ultimate wild card. Like, I think he could be good. He had a couple of bad drops in the preseason, but I'm not going to let that completely, you know, overshadow how I think of him. But they at least took a couple of swings, a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick. We know they didn't spend big money on receivers, so maybe some of these young guys could turn into something.
Yeah, I like Polk. I wasn't crazy about the pick when they first made it, but I started to wrap my head around the idea of this is where you can get good receivers. And we've talked about this.
Yeah.
You can find a good receiver that it's possible. I'm not sure I'm betting on it, but it's possible he's your A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, second round stud. There's a lot of those.
Devontae Adams, second round pick.
Another good one. There's like some of the best receivers in the league.
Yep.
Never mind if you're lucky and find a gem like Puka Nacua, and that's, you know, Javon Baker.
Right.
So I like their young receivers. That includes Pop Douglas. When Bourne's back, I think their receiver room is okay. And when I say that, I just mean better than a year ago. It's better than last year. They're trending in the right direction. And if they really hit on one of these guys, I'm intrigued by that.
But also, I think if they look halfway decent, and not to just keep piling on Jacoby Brissett, but like, we know he's not the best quarterback. So if those guys look good, don't you even feel even better about him?
You should.
Like, you graded it on a curve.
You're like,
holy smokes.
You're like, wow.
Translate that to a real offense.
These guys are making Brissett look okay.
Yes. Yeah,
imagine
yeah.
what May will make them look like.
Like a 75-yard game is like a 100-yard game.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of look at it like that.
I'm hung up on, and it was so bad in the last preseason game. I'm not the offensive line guy. I never care about it. They're not going to be a talented offensive line, but May's mobility back there, whenever he's in, I think he'll be okay.
But, like, line up properly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you just line up? Can
snap.
You line up?
Snap the ball.
Can you snap it? Can you not step on the quarterback's cleat? Like, can you do those things? Is the ref chastising you on the loudspeaker where he says, once again, 77?
I mean,
get it together, 77.
How many
You're
penalties?
A professional, 77.
Slap him.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many penalties do you give him? How many are they allowed? The offensive line in one game.
Per game?
Per game.
You'll take it was 10 the other day.
Okay. Take maybe a holding, a half.
Yeah.
A holding or a...
Let's say two, maybe two. Maybe three.
Clean it up.
Seven!
That's high.
Too high.
It's too much,
it's
Joe.
Too high.
It's way too much.
It's way
10.
Too high. Yeah,
I
yeah.
would say, yeah, you have like a
half
holding
age,
half.
Half your age plus seven.
A false start.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
I don't want is lined up improperly.
Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield.
I don't Zello want... splashes water in his face.
I don't want...
Wake up, 77.
I don't want tackles in the backfield. I don't want delay a game. I don't want false starts, like not knowing the snap count.
Two? Is two the number?
Yeah, and two.
One and a half. I like that. One
but
and a half.
They got to be like aggressive penalties. They
got
to be like a hold because you didn't want Jacoby to get killed. He's about to get killed. You hold a guy.
Brandon Browner penalties.
Shot blocks.
Is that his name?
Brandon Browner?
Yeah.
The safety?
Yeah, but remember
he used to
rough people. He used to get penalized once a game. But he was roughing somebody up.
Well, that's because he was like the size of a D end playing corner. That was
it
big
was always
dude.
The high hits. He had one that like negated a pick six against the Chargers.
Yeah, he was a beast. He was part of the Legion of Boom.
Give me some of those. Yeah, he was here. He was
I
here.
Know, I know he was.
He
won
was
a Super
here
Bowl.
In 2014. Yeah,
won a Super Bowl.
So like, rough people up.
Rough them up.
Yeah, and a Brandon Browner penalty. If you
you got to go out there and you got to be aggressive. You're ripping guys' face masks off.
Not
whatever.
The ball,
it takes.
Not the ball isn't even snapped. And you're lined up in the neutral zone.
Like, I'm so scared of getting beat off the line. I'm going to line up next to the running back.
I'm sorry, I had it backwards. You're right.
Yeah.
You're lined up too far off
back.
The line. Yes.
He's like, I got to get a little head start here. It's like, no, you know the snap count. Just stand there and then block the guy in front of you.
So there's two.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him.
Yeah, well,
just talking about Vidarian Love. The whole time.
She's like, this Nick Leverett can't snap.
Nope. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.